This episode of Tep and Step is presented by CoverZero Analytics, the leaders in next-level football data. CoverZero delivers predictive matchup previews, classification-based grading, and customized analysis to football coaches who want more than the same old breakdown of tendencies. With CoverZero, football coaches now have a tool that can measure all aspects of their team's performance. CoverZero is built entirely around smarter data analysis, helping thousands of coaches find winning edges that don't always appear in film study. If you're a football coach looking for an extra advantage, CoverZero invites you to join the hundreds of premier programs that have taken their scouting intel to the next level. Ready to see how the best teams win? Start with CoverZero Analytics. Find out more at CoverZeroAnalytics.com. That's CoverZeroAnalytics.com. Tep and Step, your premium Texas high school football podcast from your friends at Dave Campbell's Texas Football and TexasFootball.com. I am the Tep, Greg Tepper.
And I'm the Step, Matt Step.
On the final episode of Tep and Step. Maybe ever. What if we get canceled?
We could. Okay. V&A could take us off the air after this.
She absolutely could. Yeah. Those, by the way, we're referring to V&A Moreno, our producer. Hi, V&A Moreno.
Hi, guys.
You want Leskin canceled, right?
Okay. Just kidding, I wouldn't let you.
We'll find out. This is...
Somebody's got to talk realignment around here.
Oh, baby. January realignment preview. God. That's the real sicko stuff. Oh yeah. You're tuning in for the Saturday state championship game
big,
preview.
Big brand name.
Why did you get normie in the mud with us?
Yeah. Normie. Did you get in the trenches over here?
This
talk a little 6-2A Division II.
This is...
I think Alford's going to move districts this year.
This is your Saturday state championship
did
preview.
Snort? I heard a snort there.
I did.
She'll yes snort on you. Yeah,
okay.
This is your Saturday state championship game preview edition of Tep and Step. We do thank you for being Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber or not. Not too late. Go to texasfootball.com/subscribe. Got a lot of good stuff.
It's never too late to subscribe to listen, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Get the football fan of your life a great Christmas present, a subscription to Dave Campbell's.
Ask Santa for a subscription to Dave Campbell's.
Yeah.
That dude's rich.
Santa's got everything.
TexasFootball.com/subscribe. Coming up here in just a moment, we are going to be breaking down the final three games of the Texas high school football season. It is DFW versus Houston Day.
We'll talk about that. DFW versus Houston Invitational.
We'll talk about all that. I do want to tell you that we are going to be live after every single game on our social channels.
What?
Yep.
No way. Live?
Live instant reaction. Live instant reaction for all 12 UIL Texas high school football games live on our social channels. And that is courtesy of our friends at the Arlington Sports Commission. Because let me tell you, when I think sports, I think Arlington. And when I think commissions, I think Arlington Sports.
They get stuff done. They got the World Cup in Arlington coming up.
They do. Dude, do you know Arlington? Arlington is hosting more World Cup games than any other city.
Yeah, that's crazy.
More than New York. More than Chicago.
The world is coming to Arlington.
The world is coming to Arlington. Shouldn't you be? Aren't you part of the world?
Come on.
Come to Arlington. What are you, better than the world?
No way.
Come to Arlington. Go to arlingtonsportscommission.org/UIL. They'll hook you up with hotels.
A lot of great hotels near the stadium. A lot of places to eat near the state. A lot of things to do.
Things to do.
You can go, like you could bring the whole family. You can go to AT&T Stadium, send the wife to the Parks Mall or to the Highlands to get some shopping done. Man, you can get everything you need done in Arlington this weekend.
The other thing about it, they also, and they're always popping off, and they've always got new things coming up. For example, the National Medal of Honor Museum is now in Arlington. Ooh. Do you know this?
No, I did not know
so
that.
So if you're into museums, that is super cool.
They had a Michelada Fest.
They have what?
What?
Hold on, what?
Michelada?
That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Michelada Fest, yeah.
Is that Arlington?
Is that sports? Yes. There is National Medal of Honor Museum, in fairness.
Yeah.
ArlingtonSportsCommission.org/UIL to find out all the stuff they've got popping.
You know who likes a good Michelada?
I do know who likes a good Michelada. Well,
exactly.
Matt Wilson,
my good friend Matt Wilson.
That's who told me.
That's exactly right. Anyway, thank you for helping us be live at state. Matt Stepp, we've got three more games to talk about.
I'm kind of sad happy because I'm super fired up for these games, but I'm also sad because it's the end of the season.
But Matt Stepp, we've got one more thing, one more time this week, this year, for one of our very favorite things.
What's that?
And that is the Texas High School Football Fun Fact of the Week, presented, Star Wipe by Cover Zero Analytics.
Production value.
Cover Zero Analytics has been riding with us all season.
And they are ride or die.
Ride or die.
Want to know who will get in the mud with you?
They will get in the mud.
Cover Zero Analytics will get in the mud.
I will tell you this. When realignment comes out, they're going to have some numbies. That's not a promise. I don't know what their plans are, but like, they could probably.
Jake McNeil has already sent me 4 mock realignments for 6A alone.
CoverZeroAnalytics.com. You can take your high school football team to the next level. They've helped make this show possible all season long. We love them very much. Thank you, CoverZeroAnalytics. CoverZeroAnalytics.com. They pay VNA's exorbitant salary.
Yes. Thank you.
Whew. Anyway, thanks, CoverZeroAnalytics. Matt Stepp, your Texas High School Football Fun Fact of the Week. There are 24 teams descending upon AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Which team is traveling the shortest distance and which 11-man team is traveling the longest distance? Because I'll say that because the team that is traveling the longest distance is the Rankin Red Devils.
Rankin, yeah.
They're out west of San Angelo, okay? They're coming 367 miles, all right? Shout out Rankin. So 11-man longest and then also shortest distance to...
Shortest is probably Duncanville.
Duncanville is correct. 16 miles.
Yeah. Longest? Is it Yoakum?
It is not.
Dang it.
It is the West Orange Stark Mustangs.
Oh, okay.
327 miles they're coming to Arlington. Yoakum's second, 290.
Okay.
But, yes, there it is. Your Texas High School Football Fun Fact of the Week. All right, Matthew. You got 3 more in you? You got 1 more day in you?
I think we can do this.
1 more day, although it is the DFW versus... It's really the South Dallas versus Houston Invitational. Because all 3 games, the final day of the Texas High School football season, will feature teams from the I-20 corridor taking on teams from the greater Houston area. And it's bragging rights... For sure, because we will hear about it.
This is civic pride.
Whoever takes at least 2 is going to be chirping.
Yeah, I mean,
they should.
It's always been a rivalry between Dallas and Houston. It doesn't matter if it's what sport it is. These 2 biggest cities in Texas, they've got big rivalries, and it's not DFW. It's Dallas. You know, the FW didn't make it this year. It's Dallas versus Houston here, and. You know, it's going to be fun. It's the biggest brands in Texas high school football. So much talent's going to be on the field. It's going to be a fun. And the cool thing, especially you have 2 of the 3 games in Houston, the 3 teams out of Dallas are all relatively close to each other. And then you got North Shore and CE King, who are about 7 miles from each other. So east side of Houston is going to be representing. So you got teams that are close together, so you'll have, I think you're going to get good crowds and good atmospheres. And then Richmond Randall, second year in a row, Fort Bend County is going to show up. It's going to be a fun day.
We start 11 a.m. Saturday morning at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. It is the Class 5A Division 2 state championship game between the reigning, defending, undisputed 5A Division 2 state champions, back to defend their crown, the Randall Lions out of Lamar Consolidated ISD, taking on into their 5th consecutive state championship game, the Golden Bears of South Oak Cliff, the pride of Dallas ISD.
Yep.
And
SOC is just the 8th UIL school in history to play in 5 straight state championship games.
That's nuts.
In inner city schools doing that.
I mean, because the list of teams that have done it, okay?
Lake Travis
has done it. I've got that list somewhere. Let me find it.
It's a who's who of dynasties in Texas.
It is. I mean, I want to tell you this. Okay, so consecutive state appearances. Lamarck.
Yep, they went to 6 in a row, right?
Yeah. Waco High from like the 20s.
Yeah, Paul Tyson.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Aledo.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Travis.
Mm-hmm.
South Lake Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Hancock, who was a 6-man power in the 80s and 90s, and then Marathon, who I wrote a great story about in the magazine.
I mean,
those are the Hush Tones programs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, okay, Katy's never done it.
Yeah.
Carthage has never done it. Like, all of these who's who programs, Gunner, Mart, West Orange Shark, mm-hmm. Cameron Yeo, Salina, they've never done it.
Yeah.
South Oak Cliff has. And they've done it this year by beating Melissa in the Cotton Bowl in a very, in a strange game that also never felt like South Oak Cliff was in danger of losing.
No, it was a chippy affair, a lot of extracurriculars, and I think both coaches would agree that it was not what they want to see. And I think Sauk got up 35-10 at halftime and they just took guys out. They said, yeah, we can't, this game is too heated, too chippy. We got to make sure our starters don't get
suspended,
get kicked out of the game, get caught up in a brouhaha, and have to sit out the first half of the game. So they were trying to get the heck out of there. Let's get the win. Let's get out of here without losing anybody. And so they managed the game well. But they were clearly a superior team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Melissa was up for the fight, literally and figuratively in a lot of ways. But they just didn't have enough. South Oak Cliffs they're massive. They are so deep in the trenches on both sides of the ball. They just beat the living hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you break.
Mm-hmm.
And they break your spirit and they break your will. And that's the same thing they did last year. The problem was last year they couldn't break Randall. The Randall game last year against Sauk was an unbelievable football game. And they couldn't break Randall. Randall was up for it. They were not intimidated. They you know, Coach Brian Randall said, you know, we bully bullies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was their mantra. They we bully bullies. And they didn't. I wouldn't say he bullied Sauk, but they played into a stalemate. And then what happened was, they got a couple of breaks on special teams. They returned a kickoff for a touchdown. Sauk muffed a punt, and Randall capitalized on those mistakes.
I think there is an argument to be made. I made this point in the picks video. Offenses and defenses, more or less a draw. Maybe it's a 10-9 round either way or something like that, right? But more or less fought to a draw. Randall dominated in the third phase of the game. They dominated special teams last year, and that was a big reason why. Now, the name of the game for South Oak Cliff this year is, of course, the death row defense.
Mm-hmm.
It is the number one scoring defense in 5A Division 2. Jamarian Phillips is an animal at the linebacker spot. He's so good, dude. He's so good. Marcel Gibson, the Clemson signee, in the secondary is exceptional. Their defense, like, I made this point. Somebody, a guy that I've known for a while, a mentor of mine, Jock Taylor, former of the Dallas Morning News, he was tweeting about these games. He was tweeting about the three kind of I-20 corridor teams. And I kind of brought up, I said, here's something that I think it's overlooked about those teams. All three of those coaching staffs are really good, okay? And it's not just, they all three have great head coaches, and they get a lot of the headlines, but the staffs for these teams, for all three, for Duncanville, DeSoto, and South Oak Cliff, are all excellent, excellent. And Kyle Ward, who is one of the very best defensive minds in Texas high school football, has got this defense humming right now. It's not just dudes. They coach him up. I think that's a misconception. South Oak Cliff, of course, has dudes. Mm-hmm. And you got to have the Jimmies and the Joes. But they scheme it well, too. And that, I think, is really impressive. Okay. They also, offensively, well, no. I want to get to the good on good. Because death row defense for South Oak Cliff up against the number one scoring offense in 5A Division 2. The Randall Lions, and they have Himothy.
They have that guy.
They have Himothy.
Yeah.
Landon Williams Callis is I'm running out of words. He is as electrifying a player as maybe we've seen in Texas high school football in a long time.
So in the pre-internet days, Texas high school football, right, you had these mythical guys that you didn't get to watch, you just heard about them, mm-hmm. right? Like Cedric Benson, Adrian Peterson, go by Eric Dickerson, Earl Campbell, if you go further back, right? These guys were mythical figures because you didn't have the internet and you just heard about them, mm-hmm. right? Even in the internet age, I feel like Landon Williams Callis has reached that mythical status. Like he is just, casual high school football fans in Dallas who don't follow it like we do, they know who Landon Williams Callis is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's special.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask the South Oak Cliff coaches, they'll tell you, yeah, that guy, he's special. He's a pro. He's going to be a pro. Mm-hmm. If things go right, he's got that kind of potential. And I think the game plan here is, it's the Bill Belichick game plan, right? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, Kyle Ward, defensive coordinator, head coach Jason Todd, who's a defensive guy by trade, they are going to pull. They're going to employ the Belichick method, and they're going to say, come hell or high water, Landon Williams Callis is not going to beat us.
Yep,
we are going to make Tyler Skrbonek beat us throwing the ball, and if he does,
they win the state championship.
We tip our cap to him and say, great job, kid, you beat us. But they are going to. They are going to be hell bent on, and they listen. Landon Williams Callis last year, they did a good job slowing.
They bottled him up.
He had a touchdown run. He broke a long touchdown run, but it was called back due to a penalty. I don't think it was a penalty, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. And they bottled him up. So they've done it before. That was the game plan last year. Now last year, the other guys beat them. Mm-hmm. Keelan Sweeney had a big game, kind of that Swiss Army knife for Randall, and they got the big plays on special teams. I think we're going to see a similar game plan here. They're going to try to make somebody else other than Landon. Now, Landon Williams Callis
is so good that you can plan that.
Yes.
And everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
And if you're a Randall fan, what you're bleeding to is Landon Williams Callis was not healthy last year in that game. He was probably running about 75%. He was dinged up. Mm-hmm. And Sock took advantage of that. All indications are he's 100% healthy. He's healthier this year going into this game than he was last year, yeah. And he's a year older. Mm-hmm. So that's the money matchup here. I want to see, you know, that's box office gladiatorial stuff.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
It's number one versus number one. The other side is fascinating to me, too, because I don't think Randall graduated an FBS, like an SEC defensive lineman.
Yeah, that D-tackle they had last year went to A&M was a monster.
Yeah, they graduated him. Now, they are still really good up front. Still very good up front.
And they're better at linebacker with Ryan Sweeney, I think his name, and then Pac-Man Dominguez, who TCU signee didn't play last year in this. He was ineligible. Well, he's been a dude. He's been a difference maker. And really, I don't think Randall's defense is as good as last year, but I think they're still very good.
The funny thing is, I talked with a coach, again, that's played Randall, and I asked him about, like, the difference between this year's defense and last year's defense. And he told me, he said, they're bigger this year, but they're probably not as fast as they were last year.
Which is crazy, because I saw them against Bastrop, and they are still really fast.
Yeah. And this is, but they gain size. Mm-hmm. The South Oak Cliff offense, we know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They want to give the ball to Mikhail Trotter and LaVon Morton, and they want to grind you into dust.
Yeah, but that big offensive line, but they can throw it.
They can throw it.
That's the difference this year.
Jaden Williams is an X factor in this game.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball. They have put in the work, and I'm on the call for this game for victory, me and Ted Emmerich and Austin Ivan. And I asked Jason Todd, we asked him at Dick's Sporting Goods the other day. I asked him how intentional it was that they were going to do 7-on-7. He goes, it's 100% intentional. He goes, they were trying to work through a quarterback competition that Jaden Williams won. And B, we wanted to get better at that because I think the last 2 years, P&G and Randall, they have been limited passing the ball.
Yeah.
They are not, who's the best passing team in the state? They're not Bastrop.
Yeah,
you know
they're not
going
to throw it 40 times. No. If Sock throws it 40 times, something's gone horribly
wrong.
Yeah.
That means they can't stop the defense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they can throw the ball effectively. I'm on Randall. I've been with Randall the entire time, since before before the playoffs, and I'm not going to hop off the bandwagon. I'm not sure South Oak Cliff can bottle him up twice. They bottled him up last year. I don't know if they can bottle him up twice. If they do, they're going to win a state championship. Like, because I think that they are better overall than they were last year. But they have got the special, special, special player, Landon Williams Callis. And I think he's the difference. That's where I'm at on it. But I think we're split. I think me and Mallory are on Randall.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Sock in a revenge narrative game.
True enough.
We saw what happened last year against P&G at SFA when they had the revenge narrative. revenge narrative mm-hmm. does play here. I think South Oak Cliff gets their third state championship.
Okay. It's a whale of a way to kick off the final day of the Texas high school season. We move. 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. It's the big one. It's the 6A Division I state championship game.
Who's playing?
It is the Duncanville Panthers and the North Shore Mustangs. Do you know what's amazing to me? These two teams, this is the sixth time they're meeting in the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 years that they didn't play in the state championship game,
neither one of them made it.
Neither one of them made it.
It's like if one of them makes it, we're like, oh, the other one, we got to get here, you know.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, that's it crazy. Should have been.
The odds are crazy.
It should have been like the odds are that it would have been North Crowley versus North Shore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or it would have been, you know.
The years South Lake versus North Shore.
Yes.
Or Duncanville versus Westlake.
Right. You would have something. Instead, both these teams, every time they get here,
mm-hmm.
the same teams on the other side. Six times in 8 years. And I had somebody, like I think there's kind of a narrative going on online about this, about how, like, this isn't good for high school football, that it's the same teams getting there every single year. I disagree, because I think that you want to see showcase programs on the biggest stage going at it. And quite frankly, in 6A Division II or 6A Division I, over the course of the last decade, there have not been any bigger showcase programs.
Biggest and baddest program in Dallas, and it's the biggest and baddest program in Houston.
Yeah.
You know? And here's the thing. If you don't like it, beat them.
Beat them. And you know what?
We talked about all year, the parody in 6A. Mm-hmm. We thought, this is the year we're going to see some different things.
And nope. We got in D2. We'll get to that.
Yeah, but in D1, we were like, it's like, you know, in the playoffs, they've been clearly the best. I mean, Duncanville got pushed by Waxahachie.
Mm-hmm.
And North Shore?
They've kind of been crushing
fools.
They've
crushed everyone. Like, they haven't been... they've been dominant in the playoffs.
We're going to kind of rehash a few of the things that we've talked about, because I've totally come around to your way of thinking about Duncanville. This might be the best coaching job of Reginald Samples' career. And that is saying something.
Yeah, this is not... an offense especially just loaded with talent.
No.
Their offensive line is good, but not great. They've had to – Coach Samples and offensive coordinator Jason Lavender have done a great job literally manufacturing a running game.
Yes.
Using the receivers, using Yancey, using Theus in the running game, putting him at Wildcat quarterback, jet sweeps, they'll line him up at running back. Like, they have manufactured a running game, and they've needed to, because – they're playing with they also have dealt with a really weird quarterback situation where they had a starter all year.
We should probably address it. We won't get into everything. From what we understand, like, it is not, with their quarterback, it is not a Duncanville discipline issue.
Correct.
And it is not an injury issue.
Correct.
But they will be on their backup quarterback.
Yes, Jacorian Rivers, yes. who's now started like six or seven games.
Yeah.
He's been starting all playoffs. Denson, the junior quarterback, who started most of the season and looked good at times. Uh-huh. I mean, he was great against DeSoto.
Yeah, he was.
Has not been a part of the team for off-the-field reasons. The Jacorian Rivers has come in and been solid. Like, the biggest thing he has done is not make big mistakes.
Correct.
He has taken care of the football, and he has gotten the ball, distributed the ball to playmakers, and they've done a great job. This is not a Duncanville offense like last year where they could score 60 on you.
Mm-hmm.
They're 30, 35 is kind of their ceiling. But with that defense,
exactly.
With Landon Barnes, KJ Ford, those two inside, their defensive line is as nasty as it gets.
Yes.
Duncanville's defensive line is nasty, and that's the money matchup here, because mm-hmm. North Shore has a big and physical offensive line.
So Isaac Aranda and company.
That's your matchup here is who wins that battle. Or I don't expect North Shore to win that battle, because I think Duncanville's D-line is too good, but can they do enough?
Yes.
Because where North Shore has the big edge here is at quarterback.
Yes.
Caleb Maryland is a difference maker.
They have, that's the thing. And I like Jacorian Rivers. He is a,
He's managing the game.
Caleb Maryland is a plus one, plus two, plus whatever you want to put on it. He is a legit, you can build the whole offense around him.
Yeah, and North Shore, a lot of young skill talent that's improved as the year's gone along. North Shore, I'll say this. We talked about Reggie Samples and how great of a job coaching job he's done. I think Willie Gaston and his staff have done a great job. From where they were week one when they lost to South Oak Cliff and kind of got dominated by South Oak Cliff to where they are today, the growth... Willie Gaston and his staff deserve flowers. They have done a great job. And this team is... And the other thing is, last year, North Shore way more talented than they were this year.
Yes.
North Shore was loaded with D1 guys. They peaked week three.
Yeah.
Like, they were at their best early in the year. This North Shore team wasn't very good early.
I think...
They're peaking right now.
Was last week their best game of the year?
Yeah, that... I mean, the last 2 weeks, they beat 13-0 Dickinson by 17 and beat 14-0 Lake Travis by 22. And then... In the last 4 weeks, they also own a win over an ultra-talented Ridge Point team.
Correct.
They've beaten three undefeated teams just in the last 4 weeks.
I also think that especially their defense is playing really well right now. This is not a vintage, star-studded, five-star loaded defense.
But they are,
they got dudes.
But they're a blue-collar, nasty team. And here's the thing. To beat Duncanville and with the speed that they have at the skill spots, you have got to tackle in space.
Yes.
If you don't tackle in space, those guys are going to break long runs. Mm-hmm. What does North Shore do better than anyone? They will tackle you in space.
They will. They. That is that East Side mentality.
Yes.
And they're fast enough to keep up. If you don't tackle, you ain't going to play.
Yeah. This, I think. So what was the game? It was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a 2022 game. When North Shore beat Duncanville 17-10.
Yes.
That was touchdown Dave. 21. Sorry, 2021. When touchdown Dave caught the game-winning touchdown from freshman quarterback Caleb Bailey.
Yep.
I think this game is going to be very similar to that. I think it's going to be a low-scoring rock fight.
Because the other thing that's interesting is we have also seen a game in which the Duncanville front harasses the North Shore quarterback so much that it all kind of falls apart.
Yeah.
And we saw it in 23.
Yeah, Colin Simmons.
Colin Simmons was, and company just living in the backfield.
Caleb Maryland is super elusive. So
he is a guy, I don't mind saying it, I think he's better than Caleb Bailey. I think he's the best quarterback.
I said it on this podcast. I thought last year North Shore was better when Maryland was
I think he's the best quarterback they've had since Davis, obviously.
One. What a run of quarterbacks North Shore's had. Demetrius Davis, Caleb Bailey, Caleb Maryland. Must be nice.
I like North Shore. I know I'm alone, but I think that the...
I don't think you're crazy. I think I definitely see a path.
I think they've got the quarterback.
Yeah. And I think that's a fat... I went with Duncanville. Duncanville's D-line has been the difference maker. I went there, but if somebody told me North Shore was going, I would be like, man, I can see it. I see a path. I think this is a knockdown drag.
Coin flippy.
Yeah. Low scoring.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be low scoring.
Points will be at a premium.
The computer, for what it's worth, which is a lot. I love you, computer. The computer has Duncanville by 2. Yep. Buy that. That's fine. Totally agree. One last game, Matthew. One last game. Then we're all going home for Christmas. 7 o'clock Saturday night at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. It's the grand finale of the Texas high school football season, the 6A Division II state championship game. Into their first ever state championship game, the Sheldon C.E. King Panthers taking on the DeSoto Eagles, who went viral.
They did, yeah.
They went viral because last week they took on the number one, the undisputed number one team in the state at any level, the 6A division, wire-to-wire number one, Southlake Carroll. And for about 36 minutes, it sure looked like, they're kind of doing that Southlake Carroll thing. They do what they've done to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like you may score one, but then they're going to get it right back.
Yeah.
And this, that, and, you know, they're going to kind of, they're going to wait you out, basically. You're going to run out of time. But then a funny thing happened on the way to a South Lake Carroll coronation. And that's DeSoto beat him.
Yeah, DeSoto refused to let South Lake Carroll put the kill shot on him. They just hung around and hung around. Several times South Lake had chances to put DeSoto away.
Mm-hmm. They had him in the crosshairs multiple times.
And they didn't put him away. And if you don't put DeSoto away, they're too... Cerrone Baker, he is going to get his. At some point, he is going to get his. South Lake had the ball starting the third quarter up 13 with a chance to go up three scores.
Mm-hmm.
They, by the way, key play in that game when South Lake scored to make it 27-14 in the second quarter, they missed that PAT.
Yeah.
And then they kick a field goal to open the third instead of getting in the end zone, so it's still a two-score game.
Yep.
Huge play. Then they go back and forth, and then it's Soto's cut it to 8, 37-29, and South Lake's driving.
They're in the red zone, basically, I think.
And they get that pick six.
First play of the fourth quarter.
Pick six to open the fourth quarter, and it's...
And let me tell you something. This is going to sound disrespectful. One of these teams kept their composure.
Yeah.
In a week after DeSoto put together a 300-yard... was part of a 300-yards in penalty display.
Mm-hmm.
DeSoto held their water.
They played a there was penalties because that happens in a big game, but they kept
their composure.
They had a lot of chances to fold up and against the number one team in the state.
And they stared them down.
Yeah, and Legend Howell was down the stretch better than Angelo Renda, and Booby Feaster goes out there on defense. Claude Mathis, masterful coaching job. They're like, we got to put our best guys out here at all times. Feaster goes out there on defense and shuts down one side of the field and makes it a little tougher on South Lake Carroll. They just got it done. Mm-hmm. And that's just a credit to DeSoto, their kids and their coaching staff. This is I've told Claude Mathis this, you know, I think this is his best coaching job he's ever done at DeSoto. Because this is not a shot at DeSoto. This is the least talented, like, across the board DeSoto team that
it's the least star-studded.
Yeah.
Right?
They got a lot of worker bees. They're not loaded with 12. They're not going to sign 12 guys to D1 scholarships. They've got three or four, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They have put their, if they have to, they'll put Sarah Baker on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are going to put their best guys in the field, and it's been a great job. And it was a cathartic win for DeSoto. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When Claude Mathis' teams are underdogs,
we said this last week.
They're so dangerous.
Show.
Yeah,
we said
so
this
dangerous.
On the show last week. We said there is no team in Texas that is more dangerous as an underdog than DeSoto, and they proved it in that fourth quarter. They wouldn't die, and we are glossing over the fact that Cerrone Baker is effing unconscious right now.
Yeah,
is this the greatest? Do you know what this is? The only other person that I would compare to what we are seeing from Cerrone Baker right now is Terry Bussey. And Bussey, take nothing away from him.
Another one, the playoff run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These five games.
Do you remember, and you covered this game, it always comes back to Evermore with me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tyreek Rawlison from Sulphur
Hell
Springs.
Hell yeah, brother.
Tyreek the Freak. Remember that run he went on when he was unconscious
for
6 games.
You're like, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Cerrone Baker is the most dangerous man in Texas right now.
Yeah. Just that run where he's literally, I mean, he's carried DeSoto to the state championship game in the 6A Division II.
We sat here last week on this show and said South Lake Carroll is the favorite. The way that DeSoto wins is if Cerrone Baker goes berserker. Well, guess what? He's run for 1,500 yards in the playoffs.
And it's like Novocaine. Give it time and it's going to work. The first half, South Lake Carroll did a relatively good job. I mean, we'll get CE King here in a second. Huh? We talked a lot about
it. It was the game of the year, basically.
Yeah.
Sorry.
First half, South Lake did a relatively good job against Baker, but
they warmed down.
It's warm down. In the fourth quarter, those runs started popping, and they were big gainers. And so, you know, the 99-yard run, it was a highlight reel run, but the game was over. Southlake was...
They could have taken a safety and still won.
They were hang-dogging it. Yeah. I don't know if Southlake was... You know, the game
That's
was
not
over.
To take. It's still,
but it was just... Yeah. You know,
it still counts.
But it was okay. A virtuoso performance. So full credit to DeSoto.
Correct.
You deserve your flowers and
they deserve.
Yeah, sure.
Well, if they're going to win their third title in 4 years, which makes them a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people don't talk about that. You win three titles in 4 years, you're a dynasty. If they're going to do it, they have to get by... maybe for the first time, a team that's faster than them.
This is the cut the brakes game of the weekend.
Oh yeah, we're going out in style, boys.
See, yeah, I'm so fired that this is the last game because I saw CE King on Saturday, and there's certain teams you know that are fast, but it doesn't really come across from the press box at least, or even watching on Texan Live. It comes across with CE King. They are. So freaking fast.
They play at ludicrous speed.
Yeah.
It is overdrive at all times, at all positions.
Yes. They are every position. They're Dylan Mitchell, we know, is fast. The freshman who ran a 10.38 at the state track meet as a freshman, like, we know he's super fast. How did Rice get Deion Sims?
Dude, I don't.
We talked about Lakeelan Graves being the steal. Deion Sims is right up there. Rice. Got
Corey Laxton's a Rice guy.
Yeah, I mean,
played at Rice.
My goodness, he's unbelievable. Timothy Potts is playing great, and I love how CE King schemes it up. They do a great job with their scheme. It reminds me a little bit of Duncanville when they had Jaquindon Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jet sweep motion, a lot of lead plays, a lot of that kind of eye candy vertical motion and using the lateral motion to use their speed to get upfield. Now, Timothy Potts is not the kind of runner. Jaquindon Jackson was a big, powerful runner. Potts is more of a fast kid, but you'll see some similarities when you watch CE King to that 2018-2017 Duncanville team. Their defense will give up points. They're but their defensive line, they got
some war daddies.
They got some good looking young prospects. They had that one sophomore had a pick six, one handed interception. The defensive end that's a sophomore that's going to get a bunch of D1 looks. There's talent on that defense. This game to me,
this is so fast. This game is so fast.
It's going to be high scoring. I think Duncanville. It's going to be the complete opposite of Duncanville North Shore. I think it's going to come down to which defense can get a stop or two.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, in this kind of game, my money is on DeSoto. If it's close, I just think Baker. I just don't know if CE King's going to want to tackle Sarad Baker in the fourth quarter.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah,
I think that right now you go with the team, and this is crazy to say for a team that has Dylan Mitchell, Timothy Potts, and Deion Sims, but you go with the team with the single individual most dangerous player, most dynamic player. And that's Sarad Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they can get the ball to Booby Feaster, too.
When they need to, yeah.
When they need to, they can get it out to him. Yeah.
Now, Feaster had to cover last week. If he plays defense this week, he's going to have to tackle. CE King's not going to throw it all around. They're going to run it at you. So you got to tackle this week.
I'm fascinated by this. I think DeSoto's your favorite.
Agree.
The computer, you want to see this?
Does the computer have CE King?
DeSoto. In a pick'em.
Okay, pick'em game.
Pick'em game.
I would love for the last game of the year to be a banger.
Because it's been a minute. The last time we had an absolute killer to finish the Texas high school football season, was it 2018?
It might be.
You know?
Just Duncanville North Shore Hail Mary game. Because 2019 was D2.
Yeah, it was Westlake smothering Jackson Arnold.
Yeah, and 2020 was... COVID year and
who cares? You
know, yeah, who cares?
Sorry, to all the champions.
I think it was Southlake and Westlake.
Yeah, Southlake and Westlake.
And then 2021, the last game was
D2. I can pull this up.
2021 6A D2. Was that Westlake's last championship?
Westlake Geyer.
Yeah,
it was
Westlake.
That was the Jackson Arnold revenge.
That's when Geyer. Actually, that was a decent game for about three quarters.
2022, it was Duncanville North Shore. 28. That was their first win.
That was Duncanville. But Duncanville jumped on North Shore early and was kind of.
But then touchdown Dave almost brought it back. That was a really good game. Mm-hmm. 2023, it was DeSoto Summer Creek.
Wait, what was the score in Duncanville North Shore 2022?
2021. Remember, that was a touchdown.
That was a touchdown date where they went forward and they almost. Short. And we were saying in the press box that if North Shore scored, they were going to go for two in the win. Yeah.
DeSoto.
So 2022 is probably the last banger.
But then 2023, DeSoto, Summer Creek.
Yeah, 74-10. Yeah.
And then last year is North Crowley, Westlake. Now, that was a show.
It was a show, but it was a one-sided show.
Right.
I'd say 20. We have,
22.
Duncanville North Shore was good, 2022. Okay. All right. It hadn't been that long.
It's going to be great. We're excited about the
come to Arlington, come to the state. Listen, I know, you know, it's, you know, spending 4 days is probably, it's a lot. Like, I get it. But if you can come for one day, it's a singular experience.
Just pick a day, pick a game, and show up.
Yeah.
A ticket gets you in for all four games, or all three games, rather.
Yeah, there's discount codes. You can get discounted tickets if you need them. If you want a discount code to one of the days, reach out to me. I will make sure you get the discount code for one of the days.
ArlingtonSportsCommission.org/UIL. They'll hook you up with the hotel and where to eat. They'll take care of it for you. So ArlingtonSportsCommission.org/UIL. Other than that, I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot going on this weekend. I think that's about it.
Other than that.
After that, it's the end.
There's some college football games, but who cares about Mike Craven? We'll let Mike Craven handle that.
A reminder. Yeah, by the way, South Oak Cliff and Randall is counter-programming A&M and Miami in the playoffs.
Listen, I hope the Aggies win, but I don't know what game I'll be watching.
A reminder, post-game shows after every single Texas high school football state championship game live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
Do it live.
Come hang out with us on our social channels. Thanks again to the Arlington Sports Commission for making that happen.
Thank you.
ArlingtonSportsCommission.com or .org/UIL. That is going to do it for us.
And thank you for being with us this year. It's been a great 2025. We appreciate all of you for sticking with us, and even if we love the freeloaders too, we love you on Freeloader Friday. Just because it's the last episode of 2025 doesn't mean we're going away for long. So we'll be back to our off-season Tep and Step schedule.
Don't you worry, baby.
In January, and it's a realignment year.
We got realignment,
and we're gonna nerd out.
It's gonna do it for us. Thanks for being a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber, VNA. Thank you for your continued patience.
Thank you, VNA. Merry Christmas, VNA.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Step, thanks for your courage.
Thank you. Let's go watch some football.
Bye.